Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Last week, our movie was the Las Vegas set Ocean's 11, because it was almost New Year's Eve, and New Year's Eve figured in the plot of that movie. Well, it's almost Elvis's birthday, so we're staying in Nevada for today's movie, Viva Las Vegas. In this one, Elvis plays a race driver, the first of three times he'd play one. And he's in Sin City for the local Grand Prix. Once there, he runs into a few complications that may just get him sidelined. In addition, he competes with a rival driver for the affections of a singing hopeful, played by Anne Margaret. And along the way, there are a good bunch of musical numbers for both Elvis and Anne. This was Elvis's 15th film, and unlike the previous Elvis movie we showed, that was King Creole, which was made before his army service, he's not trying for drama in this one. This is from his musical comedy period, when he provided safely entertaining movies that did okay with audiences. Viva Las Vegas, though, was something special. By all accounts, his chemistry with Anne Margaret was immediate and real, to the point that they worked great together on set, and were a fairly serious item offstage as well. This caused problems for Elvis, though, who was engaged at the time. And there were some highly inaccurate press stories regarding the relationship. In the end, though, Elvis and Anne Margaret decided to dial things back in terms of their relationship, remaining just friends. Now, while they had a great time filming, there were disputes between director George Sidney and Elvis's notorious manager, Colonel Parker, mainly over how much screen time Elvis was getting. Viva Las Vegas was released to rather mild praise from critics, but it was a huge box office success, one of Elvis's biggest hits. Today it's considered one of his best movies overall. Now, one interesting trivia note is that this was not the first time Elvis was in Vegas. His first attempt at success there was in 1956, much earlier in his career. He was booked at the New Frontier Hotel's Dinner Theater for a middle-class, middle-age audience, and he was a total flop. However, when he returned for regular Vegas gigs in 1969, the audience reaction was very different. For those in the mood for newer movies, be sure to check out our in-house screenings of new DVDs. Ms. Danielle has set up the schedule for upcoming movies, and you'll find it on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. The showings are on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, and you must pre-register. You can sign up by calling us at 908-754-7885 or going to the website and clicking on the events calendar link. Meanwhile, we're still interested in your comments and suggestions for our other classic movie showings. You can tell them to us over the phone, you can post them on our Facebook page, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we hope your new year is going okay so far, and thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from MGM in 1964, here's Viva Las Vegas. Hope you enjoy it.